The First Man on the Moon. Hello, my name is Neil Armstrong. I was born on August 5th, 1930. I grew up on a farm in Ohio. I was a very quiet, hard-working boy. I always did well in school. My favorite subjects were math and science. I also enjoyed sports, carpentry, and Boy Scout activities. But more than anything, I loved airplanes. Sometimes planes would fly over our farm. This was very exciting for me. I loved to wave at the pilots and shout, "Hello!" One day, my dad woke me up very early. He was smiling. "Neil, wake up," he said. "I have a surprise for you." I felt very sleepy. "What is it?" I asked. "There's a big airplane race today," my dad said. "Do you want to go?" Suddenly, I was wide awake. "An airplane race? Are you serious?" I jumped out of bed. I got dressed very quickly. "Dad, hurry up," I said. "Let's go." The airplane race was awesome. The planes flew very fast and very high. I screamed with excitement. "Wow, Dad, those planes are amazing," I said. "This is the best day of my life." "I agree," my dad said. "Hey, would you like to meet one of the pilots?" "Sure," I replied. We walked over to one of the pilots. He was standing beside his plane. The plane was silver. It was about 15 meters long. I had many questions. "What type of plane is this?" I asked. "How fast is it? How high can it go?" "It's a Ford tri-motor," the pilot replied. "Its maximum speed is 241 kilometers per hour. It can fly as high as 5,640 meters in the air." "It's amazing," I said. "You're so lucky."
"Say, how would you and your dad like to go for a ride?" the pilot asked. "This plane has two passenger seats."
10 minutes later, my dad and I were soaring high above the fluffy white clouds. I had to yell above the noise of the engines.
"Yahoo! This is fantastic!" I yelled. "I love it!"
Everything below us looked so small. Houses looked like toys. People looked like ants. It was very exciting. I felt very happy.
"Hey, there's my house!" I yelled. "This is so cool! It's the best day of my life."
That night, I had a wonderful dream. In my dream, I was a pilot. I had a beautiful silver plane. It was the fastest plane in the world. It could go anywhere. I flew across the entire country. I flew across the ocean. I flew to every country in the world. Millions of people looked up at me. They cheered and smiled. I flew higher and higher and higher into the clear blue sky. I even flew to the moon. I woke up with a smile on my face. I was still smiling at breakfast time.
"You look very happy this morning," my mom said. "What's up?"
"I have made an important decision about my future," I said. "I am going to be a pilot. I am going to fly around the world."
"That's a wonderful idea, dear," my mom said. "You'd better study very hard. Pilots have to know many things."
I studied very, very hard for the next 10 years. I got my pilot's license on my 16th birthday.
"Congratulations, son," my dad said. "You did it. You don't even have a driver's license yet, but you can fly a plane. I am very proud of you."
"I'm proud of you, too," my mom said. "You have worked very hard. You made your dream come true. But please, be careful up there." I graduated from high school in 1947. I entered Purdue University after graduation. My major was aeronautical engineering. Unfortunately, I was unable to finish my degree. The Korean War started. My country needed me. I went to Korea in 1947. I flew 78 combat missions. I was the youngest member of my squadron. I won 3 air medals for my achievements. After the war, I returned to university. I finished my degree in 1955. After university, I got a job at NASA. I worked as a test pilot. I loved this job. I flew many different kinds of new planes. One day, my boss called me into his office.
"I have an offer for you," he said. "NASA is planning a mission to the moon. We need 3 men for the mission. Are you interested?"
My eyes popped out of my head. "Are you serious?" I asked. "The National Aeronautics and Space Association. NASA sent me to Houston, Texas. There is a big space center there. I trained for 4 years. It was extremely difficult work. An astronaut must be in top physical condition. I exercised every day. Of course, I also learned many things about space exploration. I practiced in a flight simulator. A flight simulator is a type of machine. It reproduces the experience of space travel. Our mission to the moon began on Wednesday, July 16th, 1969. I was the mission commander. I was accompanied by 2 other astronauts, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins. It was a clear, sunny day. More than 1 million people crowded the beaches and highways near the launch site at the Kennedy Space Center. They watched our rocket blast off. Another 600 million people watched the blast off on TV. Everybody was very excited. The countdown began at 9:32 a.m. I took a deep breath. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. This is it, I thought. I'm going to the moon. 3, 2, 1, blast off! The rockets fired. Boom! We blasted off into the sky. The force was incredible. We were moving very fast. I held on tight. I took another deep breath. "You have to stay focused," I told myself. "Don't freak out." Our rocket entered the moon's orbit on July 19th. We flew around the moon several times. I could see the moon's surface below. It looked like a dark, peaceful desert. I could see the Earth, too. It looked like a beautiful blue jewel. "Look at that," I thought. "We have come a very long way." Life in space wasn't easy, but it was lots of fun. There wasn't any gravity. We were weightless. We could float around like balloons. On July 20th, Buzz Aldrin and I boarded the Lunar Module, a small type of ship. The Lunar Module carried us from the rocket to the moon's surface. Buzz was excited. "Next stop, the moon," he said. Suddenly, an alarm went off. There was a problem with the computer's navigation system. "Oh no," I said. "We're going to crash." I had to take control of the Lunar Module myself. It was very stressful. "Stay calm," I told myself. "Don't panic." 5 minutes later, I managed to land the Lunar Module safely. Phew, I thought. That was a close call. Not long after that, I did something very special. I took my first step on the moon. "That was a small step for man," I said, "but it was a giant leap for mankind." Buzz followed close behind me. We were wearing bulky spacesuits. It was difficult to move. We took several pictures. We also planted a flag on the moon's surface. We explored the moon's surface for 2 hours. We collected soil samples. We also performed some experiments. The soil on the moon was very soft and powdery. It was quite slippery. It was time to go. We left a plaque on the moon. It said, "Here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969. We loaded 22 kilograms of moon samples into the lunar module. It was a lot of work. I was exhausted. We slept in the lunar module that night. We slept for 7 hours. In the morning, Buzz discovered a big problem. The ignition switch was broken. "Oh no," Buzz said. "We need that switch. We can't start the lunar module without it. How will we get back to the rocket?" We thought for a while. Then I had an idea. I took a pen out of my pocket. "Maybe we can use this pen instead," I said. I replaced the switch with a pen. It worked. The lunar module started. Yahoo! We cheered for joy. A few hours later, we were back in the rocket. I felt very relieved. Michael Collins was waiting for us. "It's nice to see you guys," he said. "How was your walk on the moon?" "It was amazing," I said. "But it was also very stressful. There were a few difficulties. We almost didn't make it." We returned to Earth on July 24th. We landed in the Pacific Ocean, not far from Wake Island. It felt great to be back on my own planet. "It's nice to be home," I thought. "The moon is a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there." The Navy picked us up in a big boat. The President of the United States was on board. He greeted me warmly. "You did a great job," he said. The entire country celebrated our wonderful accomplishment. Parades were held in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. I was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I traveled to 25 different countries over the next few months. This was called my Giant Leap Tour. Many people wanted to meet me. Some of them had lots of questions. Others just shook my hand. It was a great honor. I have had a wonderful life.